Christians in Iran are carrying out prison ministry while behind bars themselves. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Out of around 200 believers jailed for their faith in Iran, we've got an update on one particular pastor's case. And you'll also hear about a new outreach program just for teens to get biblically based counsel. It's news you won't get anywhere else, and we'll start today's broadcast in Iran, where advocacy groups confirmed Monday that Pastor Behnam Irani's been released after spending 6 years imprisoned in Iran. He's in poor health from his time behind bars and was convicted of so-called crimes against national security after his house church was raided. It's one of those religious freedom cases the international community was watching, though it is par for the course in Iran. The country became an Islamic republic in 1979. But Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says Iran's hardline Muslim rule has left citizens dissatisfied and searching for truth.
The majority of the population is actually under 30, and it's a disillusioned youth. There's a huge problem with drug abuse in the country, and there's no opportunities for them. And so it's those who desperately need hope and desperately need light, and that's where the gospel comes in and why it's so appealing to them.
There are still around 200 believers imprisoned in Iran who need your prayer.
Prayers help them to remain strong in the faith, to witness to other prisoners, and they realize their ministry, even though it's within prison, is still very prominent. They're reaching out to people who haven't heard the gospel before, those who really need the gospel, and people are coming to Christ in prison.
And even in communities that have been saturated with the gospel, there are still individuals in the shadows who have not heard about Christ. Women of Hope International works with women with disabilities in Sierra Leone. CEO Kim Carbo says,
for people in Sierra Leone, and also really what we find is in most of the developing world, people with disabilities are treated as outcasts because the mentality is that they're either cursed by God or they are a demon or not fully human. And so out of that then springs a lot of attitudes and behaviors that affect their life in general and how well they're integrated or not into community life.
Carbo has lived in the area for several years, and she's seen ministries come and go who tried to help uplift these people by giving them jobs. But Carbo says they're missing something much deeper.
What we do is really start much lower than that and begin to talk to people and educate people on their value. And as the women themselves have begun to change the way they think about themselves and who they are and what their potential is, they begin to act differently.
The secret is, as much as people need to be ministered to, they need to know that they can be a blessing to others. There's much more to this story, and you'll find it at missionnews.org. And finally, Every Child Ministries has served in Africa for the past 15 years. And as the young kids ECM's worked with grow up, the ministry's finding more ways to walk with them through life, especially during the teen years. ECM's Mark Lucky explains,
in African countries that we work in particular, a lot of these kids, they are required to make some pretty big choices in their life. Even by the time they're 14, 15, 16, they're deciding what they want to do for life. And we know how difficult that is. So we want to come alongside these kids who have been in our program since they were young and help them to make Christ-centered decisions.
This is happening through ECM's new teen outreach called Crossroads.
If our staff can have some understanding how to guide, how to counsel kids, that will be a very important step, because a lot of times kids, they just need someone to talk to, someone to bounce ideas off of, like we all do. So one is being there as counselors and listeners and guides. Secondly, we have to have options for the kids. And that's one of our main focuses right now, is what kind of options can we give them to go on?
So let's pray for these kids, their decisions, and ECM's new outreach. You can get details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Bedaide. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. So get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.